Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. Marlins baseball on the radio coming your way in a couple of minutes. But first, before we get going, joining us, Claude Delorme, the Executive Vice President of Operations and Events here at Marlins Park. Claude, always a pleasure to sit down and chat with you. This offseason, as we wrap up the 2015 season, baseball won't be gone for long. It's going to be gone for about 6 weeks. And right around Thanksgiving time, the Serie de las Americas is coming to Marlins Park. It's the first ever baseball tournament that presents top teams from Venezuela and the Dominican Republic. It'll be played at Marlins Park on November 21st and 22nd of 2015, so not long from now. We love baseball in Miami. It's going to be a terrific event. But, Claude, I would imagine this goes much farther than just a game of baseball. This is a very, very big event, not only for the Marlins, Marlins Park, the city of Miami, but baseball everywhere as well.
Yeah, very much so. We started talking to them about Caribbean baseball and bringing some official games to Miami. When you look at the diversity of our market, and you know, we're Miami's always seen as the gateway to the Americas, and for us, we experienced firsthand during the World Baseball Classic in 2009, 2013, when it was hosted in Miami, in South Florida, that how the love of the game, the passion, the energy that was displayed by our fans, the music. We allowed people to bring in their music instruments, and it was really a lot of fun. I was fortunate enough to be associated with some games in Montreal when we played in Puerto Rico for 22 games, and that's basically a continuity. And for us to be able to host international play, for us to be able to have the teams from Venezuela, Dominican, and hopefully down the line Puerto Rico, and you know, all of these locations bring in a very active fan base, and it really helps us build our structure for Marlins games as well. So we look forward to this being an annual event and to making it a huge success. And tickets just went on sale, and they are available on tickets.com, marlins.com, and at our box office. So for as little as $10, which grants admission to both games, there's two doubleheaders. The first day we play on the 21st, we play at 1 and 7 o'clock, and we'll have the two teams from Venezuela play, and then two teams from the Dominican. And the second day, the two winners will play against each other in the second game, and the first game, the two losers, and whoever wins that second game will be the grand winner. And we hope to make this an annual event where we're getting great support, and everyone is extremely excited about these games.
Again, that's coming up on November 21st and the 22nd of 2015, coming up in just about 2 months from now. Make sure you come on out. There's going to be a lot of big league talent. It's very, very good baseball. Claude, as we wrap up, is there anything about this event in particular that fans need to be aware of? Do they just purchase their ticket? They come into the ballpark for like a regular Marlins game?
No, we will be very liberal in terms of what people can bring in the facility. We want this to be a very festive setting. The gates will open an hour and a half before, so when people are, if people are coming in for the 1 o'clock on Saturday or the 2 o'clock on Sunday, they will enjoy two great games. And you know, this will be a fun setting. We'll have something, some music taking place in the West Plaza in between the games, so it'll be a full day of baseball and lots of fun here.
Claude, thank you so much for the time. Certainly a lot going on this offseason. We can't wait to get it going.
Thanks a lot.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.